Good morning, we're continuing with Chayim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Chaf, the Lachos of Bishul, and we're learning Siman Tes Zayin. So in Siman Tes Bav, the Chayyadim told us, in a case where the non-Jew is turning on the oven, putting wood in the oven, stoking the coals, and doing some act of warming the home, because they used to use their oven as a source of heat for the home, and that was mutter in the wintertime because of the cold. Even if a person would not, it wasn't life-threatening, a person would get ill from it, would take the bed because of it. So Mir Lakam is a mutana deraisa for the purpose of preventing being a charla, or one who is a charla. So if a person would ask the non-Jew to put something there to warm before he lights the oven, so a person puts something there beforehand, the Maisa Hadlaka is primarily to warm the home. So since that is true, so the issue over here is not a direct act of the non-Jew, it's a direct a Maisa of Psikresha, which he said is not going to be a problem by Mir Laka. Now in Siman Tes Zayin, he contrasts that in a case where he has a non-Jew to put food to warm up for him. Avalachar Shehusak HaTanur Osta Filah Yedei Nochri. After the tanner has been heated already, he wants to ask the non-Jew to put something there, something which already has been cooked. He wants to ask him to put it there to re-warm. That's also to ask him to do it. The hodaita rak l'chamim etavshel, because the non-Jew's goal at this point in time is not a case of a psikresha. It's a case of a direct action. He's doing this intentionally to heat up the food, which is a problem of Bishol Achar Bishol. So you can't ask a non-Jew to do that. If you like it, even if you put something in between the oven and the food in a way which would address the issue of Chazora, so it will not be usher because of Chazora, which is also usher to ask the non-Jew to do it. But even after he's avoided the Chazora problem, he has the Bishol problem. But according to Rama, if it's not fully cooled, one is allowed to reheat it, so he can ask a non-Jew to do that for him. But it's in the case where it's set in the gamri, it's totally cooled. The Rama says there's a problem bishul achar bishul. So if there's a problem bishul achar bishul, you may not ask a non-Jew to do that. Now, what's the lacha b'di'evit? B'di'evit? So the rule, an action was done on Shabbos, which one should not benefit from. But this action, according to some opinions, is mutter. There are the Rishonim would say in Bishul Achar Bishul. So this action which he did is going to be, was not also to do. So do we ask her, in the B'di'evit case, something which arguably was, according to many opinions, was mutter to start with, so in regards to the issue of Maisa Shabbos, the person does it himself, obviously he shouldn't be doing it, but if he did do it, the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Shin Yuches discusses the halacha of Maisa Shabbos, we had that back before, back in Klal Tes, that something which one should not do because it's a machlokes. In regards to the Isser B'di'evit, it's not usher if the person would tell them what he was doing was mutter. Since Maaser Shabbos is an Isser D'Rabbanan, because I'll put a kanas, Isser D'Rabbanan, because I'll put to not benefit from the work that you did. It's an Isser D'Rabbanan, and now we have somebody should say what you did was mutter. So now it's a suffix in the D'Rabbanan. According to some Rishonim, this is mutter, so it's not also mirabonon. Because some Rishonim was also to do, the issue might be the raisa, but the issue not to benefit from it. Is it the rabbanon? So we have a subject, because it's also mirabonon to benefit from it. And the answer is, sabbath rabbanon the kula. So that applies even if you put a non-Jew into the mix with some caveats. But if you mix it, put a non-Jew into the mix, We're assuming the same thing this over here, b'idyavad, is because of the fact the malacha was done on Shabbos. And since, according to some Rishonim, this was a malacha which is much to do, one is allowed to reheat food which is fully cooled according to those Rishonim. So b'idyavad is not going to be us. Now the Chayyotim takes it a step further and he says, b'idyavad shenicho anochi b'tanur afilo achar shehusik mutter b'idyavad. So, since in Bishal Bishal, even if it's on the garment, it's going to be mutter. Now, what about the problem of asking an angel to do chazora for you and then benefiting from the chazora? So, the chayyim has to be referring back to a case where there's a double mafsik, which would address the chazora issue. So, the only issue is the concern of Bishal. Which b'di'evin, in regards to the kanas of Meister Shabbos, where Soymech and the Rishonim that there was not usher to do the chathilo, and therefore b'di'evin is not usher. Nearly that b'di'evin I feel all you, even yisrael nosel atanur is mutter. So b'di'evin, if the Jew, even if the Jew put it there, he potentially the malacha d'raisa, not in the Merla Akum, but malacha d'raisa. But again, even so, Bidi Evans, since some according to Shem, what he did was mutter, the Kanas, Mir Rabbanon, doesn't apply because of the Suffolk, the Suffolk Rabbanon. Have a good day.